Hey, hey, it's Lucy here from Wrestling Travel. You should check out the Edward Fowler Show. He's on the podcast, he's on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. He's really good, he chats about wrestling. Dead relaxed, dead fun. You should definitely check him out.
You're listening to the best wrestling podcast in the UK. This is the Edward Fowler Show.
Oh, and Ring of Honor?
Yeah. Welcome to the Edward Fowler Show live on YouTube.com, and this is one of two live broadcasts today. We do things in twos. Now, I knew I was going to have this guest on, but I didn't know it was going to be at this time, because we only did it a few hours ago. I think this is the toughest negotiations I've done so far on the O'Fowler Show. So this time we'll do this again. And I think it's going to get interrupted in a minute, I think. But yeah, it's great to have on Ring of Honor star. You know, you may know him from the UK as on Defiant Wrestling, even Five Star Wrestling as well at one point. You know, he goes by the name of Overkill. You know, his nickname, he has to overkill his opponents somehow, some way he does it. But it's no other than Mark Haskins here joining us live on the show. Welcome to my show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you very much for that lovely introduction.
That's good to hear. I'm glad you liked that introduction of mine there. Probably not one of the best.
I wish, you know what, do you want to come on the road with me everywhere I go and you can introduce me to absolutely everyone I meet?
Yeah, well, please do. You know, you know a lot of good people. But when I got in contact with you over email, did you do any research on me to make sure I was legit of the people I said I've had on the show before?
No, I pretty much trust everybody that I speak to that they're telling me 100% the truth all the time. So it's been my downfall on many occasions, but you know, I have faith that you're as legit as you tell me you were.
Oh yes, I am. And if you don't believe me, you can just go to my YouTube channel.
I just want to say that it's a huge privilege to be speaking to the long lost son of the Queen. You know, so I'm really excited to be doing this.
I like this guy. This guy's awesome. You're the first person to say that here on the Earth Hour Show. So screw all the other guests who've never said that to me yet. So you are now my favorite. So, and I'll get into something in a bit where I was going to say something nasty to you. But then I thought, you know what? And you said that, I'm going to be on your side.
You're having such a good time.
I know. Well, we are now. I'm not going to say what I was going to say later on, which everyone will find out in a few minutes.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we will. But I mean, if you don't believe this show, you know, we've had on the likes of All Elite Wrestling's Chris Van Vliet, of all people, on this show. We've had on, you know, your fellow friends from Ring of Honor, Shane Taylor and Beer City Bruiser. Even Josh Woods, also from Ring of Honor, been on this very show. And you're next from Ring of Honor. So
here I am.
Yes, and again, the TV champion Shane Taylor is on quite a wall, you know, and you know, I'm surprised it's not really, you know, not got into your hands yet, the title.
Well, you know, everything takes time, you know. That was one of my dad's favorite sayings. So, you know, it's just a matter of time, you know. We've as part of Lifeblood with Bandido and Tracy Williams, we've been having a great time fighting Villain Enterprises a lot, and yeah, just getting a little crazy. You know, we've had street fights, we've had no DQ matches, we've had to wrestle, you know, PCO, a guy who they say isn't human, and he's, you know, from what I've seen, he's an absolute psychopath if he is. You know, so yeah, it's been awesome. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a real cool experience being with Ring of Honor for this past year.
Yeah, and of course you were a part of the UK matches before they decided to keep you on. I mean, you must have impressed them very well, you know. And
I just bribed them really well while I was on the tour, you know. I got the dirt on the entire dress room, and I was like, look, if you don't sign me, you know, we're gonna have some problems. So I got picked up and made part of Lifeblood.
yeah Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And we have to talk about, of course, you know, one of your birthplaces, you know, which helped you to get to a Ring of Honor, you know, Defiant Wrestling.
Right. Okay.
You know, that's one of your birthplaces, isn't it?
It just gave me the thought of like, well, you can't really be born in like more than one place, can you? Like, I guess unless you're on a plane or something. Defiant is it's a real shame that Defiant closed. I had a lot of fun there. Starting having invaded the company, tore up their entire setup, including their ring canvas. That was a huge highlight of my career. I thoroughly enjoyed. Just a part of the shows. Like, the shows were always creative. They were always fun. They had, you know, these crazy fans who would come and hang out and just wanted to get absolutely, you know, trolleyed while enjoying a good wrestling event. And it is a real shame that, you know, they've closed their doors.
Yeah, it is a shame. And, you know, what were some of your favorite moments? You mentioned some there, but I mean, what was your absolute favorite in Defiant Wrestling?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I had so many. One of them was definitely during this invasion. I had been armed with a pair of scissors, I believe, or some kind of Swiss Army knife, and okay. I decided not to tell anybody else involved that like it had been okay to tear up the ring canvas. So just kind of like mid-invasion, I just started screaming, pulled this knife out of my pocket and started hacking away at the ring. And everybody else just kind of like turned and looked at me as if to say like, okay, he's finally lost it. And like, we got to the back and like nobody like spoke to me at all. And like, I don't think anybody else found it funny, but I thought it was hilarious. So yeah, that was definitely a highlight for me. We had so many cool experiences, you know, like teaming up with Jimmy there was awesome. Like, you know, we had matches where as soon as they were over, we'd jump the guardrail, go to the bar, and just fans would come up and buy us drinks. You know, it was a cheap night out. It was Defiant. We had matches where we ended up in a photo booth at one point and, you know, photos were taken, like, it was just so many good like memories of just a fun company to be a part of. Really, it's a real shame that's gone.
It is, isn't it? It is. And who were some of your favorite opponents to beat around and to, of course, overkill them in your path?
Some of my favorite opponents.
Yeah.
I enjoy kicking Marty Scurll. You know, he's really fun to just generally beat up.
I agree with you. He seems like an annoying guy, doesn't he? He seems like an annoyance immigrant, you know. I'm glad
you have no idea. I know. He's literally the worst human being ever. it's always fun being in there with Marty. Pete Dunne as well, he's another great guy.
Yeah,
he's
Pete like, Dunne, yeah.
Awesome at his craft and loves getting stuck in, so.
Well, I'll tell you one thing though, we got a nickname for Pete Dunne in Manchester. You know, we called him Cheap Jack Schrager when he was in Manchester under the Defiant, company. But back then, though, it was called What Culture Pro Wrestling, WCPW, right. Back then, in the good old days of that. But that's what we called him. But I think we may call you like Cheap Seth Rollins, maybe, because of your hairdo and your facial hair.
Hey, Cheap Seth Rollins.
Yeah, what about that?
I'm nothing like Seth Rollins, man. Seriously, he's like a foot taller than me. You know, he has black hair. Completely different people.
True, but I mean, you know.
I have a lot more unresolved childhood issues. You can tell by the way I wrestle.
Oh, you're hilarious. This is going to be the premier show here in the UK. But let's talk about Ring of Honor again, and you had to, you know, Ring of Honor, and you've got Marty Scurll in there again as well. So, you got to see that guy more often again, don't you? Now, Marty Scurll, and you know, when will we see you get your hands on him again?
Oh, who knows, eh? You know, really have no idea. We've been going at it a lot lately. It's been very fun being able to beat him up in an American ring for once.
Yeah.
it's been fantastic.
Yes, it had been fantastic, and I hope you can send him back to wherever he came from and not see him again in the Ring of Honor. That would be what best for business, I think.
Right.
But the Briscoes, this is what I was going to say earlier. I was going to say that Briscoes are going to beat you and, of course, you know, your tag team partner at the end of this month on September 27th, live on pay-per-view. I was going to say that they're going to beat you and retain, but... You know, since you gave me a warm welcome, you know, I'm going to say maybe you guys got a chance to beat them.
Well, you know, it's been, it would be a very fun match, would it be, with the Briscoes. I love being in there with the Briscoes. They love just being able to go. And, you know, it's, you know, fair enough. You think that they might be able to beat us. That is entirely your opinion. Don't base it off of me giving you a lovely intro for you to change that. But I want you to bear in mind that both Bandido and I have pinfall victories over both Briscoe brothers. So if you're doing your stats, you might be a little bit off.
Yeah.
Bear in mind when we step into the ring with them in Las Vegas at the end of the month on pay-per-view for Ring of Honor.
Yeah, in Sin City, long flight for you from where you are in the UK to Sin City, Las Vegas. But you'd be jet-lagged. That's another thing why I think the Briscoes have the upper hand, because you have jet lag. You will not have enough time to prepare for your match with your, you know, with your tag team partner from the Lifeblood.
We've really got the deck stacked against us, you know, but, you know. Who knows, in the wacky world of professional wrestling, maybe for once there might be an underdog victory. We'll have to see, won't we?
That's a bit of a hint on the Father Show. We love hints because I usually spoil them.
Oh, it's a hint to the fact that I have been training harder than I ever have in my life before. And I am telling you right now that we have been doubted. We have been, you know, people don't think that we're going to do this. And it is those people that we stand up to and we prove wrong every single time because we are part of Lifeblood. And that is what we do.
Yeah, it is. And it's all about blood. You take people's blood every match you have, and I bet it feels good taking people's blood, doesn't it? You know, like,
not really, it's kind of gross. It's like, can't you keep your bodily fluids to yourself?
but tell us, you know, tell about the Lifeblood then. It was founded 9 months ago now, January of this year is when it all came about, and how did it all come about, and how did you get be a part of it?
So basically, Lifeblood was formed as a group consisting of Juice Robinson, Hot Sauce, Tracy Williams, Bandido, myself, Tennille Dashwood, and David Finley. It was a group of guys who all wanted to come together and wanted to see a change within our Ring of Honor. We wanted to see things go back to the way that they, you know, have been in the past, where it has been, you know, based on competition, where it has been based on, you know, a sign of honor before and after the match, like hands be shaken. Go out there and then be the very best that you possibly can be between those ropes. Like, we expect the very best out of each other, we expect the best out of ourselves, and we expect the best out of our opponents. That was the premise of Lifeblood. It's been a bit of a tough journey along that way, because any time that you want to see change, it's not going to be easy, and it's been something that we've all been working on, and you know, it's just about restoring that very core function to Ring of Honor of what once made it very, very different to every wrestling company in the world. You know, but that's it, is that we just want to see wrestling at its very best. And wrestling comes in many different shapes and forms, whether it be, you know, lucha style, whether it be, you know, like old school technical wrestling, maybe catch as catch can, or maybe it's just a very, very violent war. That is the beauty of pro wrestling, and we just want to do it at its best.
I think you are doing my best, and you know, you are one of the most talked about groups in 2019. I have to say.
Oh, stop!
Well, it's true. It's true. You know, if you go on Google, you know, it's one of the most searched you know, groups in pro wrestling today, and I hope it continues into 2020 like that. And the thing is, though, it would be so awesome to see the Lifeblood against, I don't know, a group called, I don't know, the Dynasty, for example, from a different company. Now, that would be awesome, because I would love to see Lifeblood, you know, stopping that whiny, buffoon, whiny old man. I won't say old man just yet, but he sounds like an old man. He talks. MJF, you know. I think Lifeblood would love to punch his lights out and stop him talking.
Wouldn't we all?
I know. He's a jerk, isn't he? Have you been in your bucket list to maybe face him in the future?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I would absolutely love to. I think that would be a great matchup. We bring out the very best in each other.
Yeah. I'm sure you would. But let's talk about then. Of course, Las Vegas is coming up this at the end of this month, and then next month you get to wrestle in Ring of Honor on your home turf, New York, and in other places as well, and then Bolton to end the tour. So are you looking forward to the UK tour of Ring of Honor? You know, we mentioned it here a few months ago.
Looking forward to not having to get onto like a flight for once to go to work. You know?
Yeah.
I'm super excited. It'll be cool for them to come over here, and I guess it's my turn to cook us all dinner. So I'll see how that goes.
Yeah, family get together, maybe have some food fights.
Yeah, I might need an extra couple of chairs. Like, I don't think I have enough for the entire Ring of Honor company. Yeah. But we'll try it. We'll see. We'll make it happen.
Good to hear. And again, it ends in Bolton in October. Of course, the best city in the world to come to and end it all in Manchester. Because again, I think they could have picked a better town to put the final UK tour in. However, maybe next year they can think smarter and put in the best town in the UK. Voted in 2018 as the best town in the UK, Ontringham.
Really?
Yeah. Bolton is not the best town in the UK, by the way. Ontringham is. Voted by the people, for the people of 2018.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You learn something new every day, huh?
Yeah. Tour de Bruyne is coming to Manchester this Saturday, and it starts in Ontringham. And hey, so that's right. All the best things happen in Ontringham, the best town in the UK. I bet you're a bit jealous that the Tour de Bruyne is not coming down to your area this year.
I'm devastated.
I'm sure you are. We do have some technical difficulties on this episode because, unfortunately, we're stuck on Mark Haskins' lovely face on Skype here. You can't see me on this episode. It's just completely froze 5 minutes into this interview, so apologies that you can't see me.
So my face is just stuck in one position.
Oh, no. It's moving fine. Oh. I just can't do nothing.
I was hoping you were going to say, like, my face is just glued to one spot.
No, that's lucky, because you can everyone can see your gorgeous face, your gorgeous house behind you, wherever it is in your house you are. But yeah, they can't see me. I can't change any graphics. So if you do have a question for Hastings, then please do hashtag the Father Show on Twitter. I do normally have a graphic for that, but I can't show it because it's broke today. but yeah, let's talk about who's your favorite member in your group Lifeblood.
Who's my favorite member?
Yeah.
I don't have a favorite. No, I can't say that. I'm like a proud parent. I love them all equally for who they are as individuals.
I have to differ because the person you're teaming up with to take on the Briscoes is, of course. Let me just get this here again. Hang on. Is Bambo? I think his name is something like that.
It's what, sir?
Your partner's choice here. I'm just trying to get the name here. Just
it's Bandido.
Bandido, yeah. He must be your favorite.
Well, he's the one that I won the number one contendership with, so it makes sense that he would be the one that I would challenge with. Plus, Hot Sauce Tracy Williams has his hands full chasing the television championship from Shane Taylor in the Triple Threat match. We all team up with each other. That's the great thing about Lifeblood, is that like it's interchangeable. Sometimes it'll be Tracy and myself, and we offer something different as a team to Tracy and Bandido, or Bandido and myself. It can vary in between us. And we also have PJ Black as well coming into the mix. He's somebody who's been associated with us for over the last few months, and he's somebody who came through the same training school that I did, so it's been super cool kind of seeing him as somebody that I used to look up to and used to wanted to be like, and used to learn from and stuff. It's like it's the same. I don't know. It's weird how life changes, yet can somehow still be very similar. Because here we are years later, and still, like, you know, he's teaching me different things, like, you know, not just about wrestling, but about life as well. So it's been super cool catching up with him, and him being a part to you know, of this whole Ring of Honor and the Lifeblood experience.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And as you say, your other partner is going against the TV champion. He will lose against Shane Taylor. He's going to become the longest.
So we're all gonna lose. Like, what is this? Are you even an Enterprises fan? Are you upset that we've been dropping your boys for a while? Is that it? You know what? You seem very nice at the start of this interview, and just every once in a while, you just casually drop in another little dig. Me and my boys, we know what we're doing. We're gonna win.
Okay. Well, you can think that all you like, but I'm just telling you all the facts and all the statistics behind stuff of, you know, statistics and facts matter than
well, that's where you might have me. I don't have my statistical results in front of me, so I can't argue on that front.
Yeah. But I beg up more facts than me, probably.
I doubt it. You're totally overestimating how good my memory is. I don't remember much of anything. You can tell me I lost every wrestling match I've had, and I'd probably believe you. I'd be like, yeah, it feels like I have.
Yeah, well, that way I won't do that to you, because that would, again, I'd be lying. And because on this show, we don't lie. We state the facts, and everyone knows that I am the best in the world, because right here on the Father Show.
There's nothing else other than facts.
Yeah, facts. You're the facts, best in the world, facts because come true.
It's a fact.
Yeah, the fact. And the fact is, I actually, I tell you a true story. A few weeks ago, here we had Ron Eriks on the show, and I predicted correctly that their secretly mystery tag team partner would be Loki, and then the week after, on TV, it was announced that Loki would join them in the War Chambers.
No, really?
Yes. And I predicted that 1 week before that happens. I mean, this is the A show where you get actual facts. I mean, I found predicting, because all predictions will be spoilers, okay, for you. Yep. I think you may get the upper dog. I think you're going to win the tag team champion against the Briscoes, okay? I think
you can't do this. You can't change your mind now.
No.
Earlier you said we were going to lose, and now you're saying we're going to win. So now, whichever way, whoever wins, you're going to be like, see, I told you. I'm psyched.
No, I'm sticking with this facts. One because the facts are true, and the facts I could tell in your, not just the way you were speaking about it, but your facial expressions as well told the story that you've got a teaser in yourself, which you don't want to spoil to the audience, but I know what that is, and that is that you and your tag team partner will walk away the new Ring of Honor tag team champions.
You're damn right we are. We're not leaving Vegas without them. We are
all the other members.
Our abilities. We have been training harder than we ever have done ever before. We are coming into this 120% on top of our game. Yeah. So we are walking out of Las Vegas Ring of Honor tag team champions.
But your fellow member is not going to be walking out with a TV championship. That's one thing I can promise to you, because I bet Shane Taylor here on the O'Father Show, I want him to be the longest ever TV champion in Ring of Honor history, and he said he will do. So that's how I know he's not going to lose.
Well, we'll see about that.
Yeah. Because maybe yourself have to challenge him and get it off him yourself. I think that's the way it's going to happen. I don't think anybody else in Ring of Honor can defeat Shane Taylor apart from you, Mr. Hastings.
Well, for me, I got the key to the city. Let's do it. I'll take that big man down.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. And I'll put on any bet with this man winning the TV championship any day of the week. But let's talk about, who is there anybody in the world right now who you think would love to bring into the group, Love Blood, Lifeblood, to say, not Love Blood, Lifeblood. I'm making up as I go along, aren't I? You know, there's no script in this show. For some reason, Love Blood sounds much better than Lifeblood. I don't know why, but it does.
We'll take that suggestion on board. who knows? Maybe in a couple of months, we'll be known as Love Blood.
It even sounds better, doesn't it? You know, Love Blood. It's a Lifeblood.
Love it. I love it. I love Love Blood. It's going in a new direction now. I'm feeling this. See, this is why, we could work something here, you know. You got me pumped up, feeling like I'm going to walk out of Vegas tag champs, you know. I'm
absolutely
super confident. Like, now, this could be a permanent thing, you know.
Good to hear.
I don't know. I don't have no idea. Who would I ask to join Love Blood. I don't know. I would love my wife to come on the road with me some more.
Yeah, I was going to meet your wife in a minute as well. So
Yeah, and but the problem then is that like if she joins, then my lifelong ambition to make Love Blood a boy band group just won't come off. You know, like I really think that we should just turn into, you know, 2019 Backstreet Boys. I think that would be the way forward.
I like how he's saying Love Blood all the time now. It's like it's still life. It's
so, I'm sold. It's done. I've already changed the Instagram account and the we don't actually have one.
No, you don't.
But now we do, and it is Love Blood, so we are doing this.
Yeah. But speaking of social media, tell my listeners where they can find you on social media. For our YouTube viewers, you can actually see his graphic on the screen.
You get to stare at my face, stopped in one position for the duration of the interview.
Unfortunately not, but your social media and your name is on the screen with your picture as well, your handsome picture. But for our listeners who may listen to this on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, where can they find you on social media?
Social media, you can find me on @thisishaskins on both Instagram and Twitter. Also, you can find me on Facebook as well. Go to www.wearehaskins.com for all of your Haskins related merchandise needs.
There you go. Nice plug. I like it.
There we go. I'm a pro.
You are. And you can find him on Facebook. This is Haskins. Twitter. This is Haskins. Yeah, we wish.
All your Haskins and love needs, go to @thisishaskins.com.
It's nothing to do with Haskins at all. And you can find him on Instagram again as well. This is Haskins as well. I like your comeback here as well. This is quite good comeback, but it's not as good as my comeback.
Well, what is? Do you know what I mean? It's just... Well, I mean, you are the creator of Love Blood.
I am now. Unfortunately, I never came up with that name now. But yeah,
You know what I mean, like you're done. You'll go down in the greats with, you know, everybody else who has ever been great at anything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we will see. We'll see about that. But I can tell you one thing though. I will go down in history. You've been probably the most funniest guest we've had on so far. Really.
Stop. You don't have to say that.
Yeah. Now, is there any ring of honor who you would love to face next?
Oh, I don't know. I've wrestled quite a lot of them over the last few months. So I'd love to get in there with Jeff Cobb again. He's a great wrestler, and I love being in the ring with him. It's only happened once, so I think it should defo happen some more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to wrestle Bandido again as well, and like, you know, all members of Lifeblood, or Loveblood rather. Sorry, screwed that up.
Lifeblood, go Lifeblood. Stick with Lifeblood.
So, I'd love to get into the ring with both of them as well. Like, wrestle Bandido on night one, and then we became a group and haven't had a chance to tear it up with Tracy yet. So, I want to see what they're about on the other side of the ring, as well as in my corner as well.
Yeah, absolutely, and it'd be quite interesting to see. You know, it'd be quite interesting to see what happens over the next few months. But if we can move on again, you mentioned a few moments ago about your lovely wife. I'm going to say wife. You might not be married yet. You maybe still be, you know, engaged. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm not married to my wife yet.
Vicky, of course. You know, who is your gorgeous partner? You share a picture of her on Instagram and Facebook, and you know, #WCW. I don't know how that's a trend, by the way, #WCW, but it reminds me of World Championship Wrestling
Wednesday or World Championship Wrestling, depending on which way you're looking at it. So it could be Vicky Haskins or it could be Tony Schiavone. So
but why isn't Vicky with you then in the group of Lifeblood?
Well, as far as it has been up to date, she has been at home looking after the kids, because we have two amazing little children, Jack, who is 6, and Lily, who is 4. So she has been at home taking care of them. She's been with me on Ring of Honor tours before, where I got to step into the ring against Jay Briscoe, and also, I think it was about a year ago, during the summer tour of the UK last year.
Correct.
But who knows, you know, there is always a chance that she might pop up sometime
this year in the October tour,
Montana.
Yeah.
So I guess, I don't know, somewhere kind of around there. Gosh, that's really funny because there's been a lot of cities.
Denver, Colorado. But they want to be Thursday nights on YouTube, Fight TV, Twitch TV. Mm. Wow, that's quite good. But of course, for us, it's on at too late. It's on at about 2 o'clock in the morning. So we're fast asleep at that time.
Yeah, well,
normal Britain. So anyway, I don't know about you, but I don't know what you do at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I was asleep by then. I'm an old man now. I'm in bed by like 8 most. So
you're not old yet. You're in your
30s. Yeah, I'm so old. I'm Well, I'm 31, and like I have two kids, so you know they're definitely a handful, and you just kind of get to the same point every evening where you collapse onto the couch or the bed, and you just know that you can't move for a bit. So that's life.
Okay. Quite interesting then. Quite interesting. Now, you know, we've had on a lot of people on the show before, and we've had on, you know, UFC fighters on here. We've had on Ring of Honor stars, MLW stars. You know, what's next for you? You know, are you going to remain with Ring of Honor into 2020, or do you plan to go to other companies? Maybe invade other companies and to see what it's like in other companies with other talent.
Well, who knows, eh? As it currently stands, my attention and time is one with Ring of Honor and trying to make Lifeblood, or Loveblood, as it is known now,
the very best
that it can be. So that is definitely the vision going forward into 2020, is, you know, fulfilling our roles here in Ring of Honor and restoring the honor. So that's what we... that's what the plan is, but who knows? I may turn up in an event near you very soon.
Yeah, well, I don't think, maybe in America, yes, but not here. Not in Manchester, probably not. And the nearest place for us is Bolton. That's, I think we're going to find him this
year.
We're
in Bolton this month, Ring of Honor. See, I told you, it's like I know these things.
Yeah, you do, yeah. You know, Las Vegas is for Sin City and for, you know, casinos. Will you be going to the casinos while you're there?
Yeah, I'm definitely not gambling, though. I'm terrible at it. If I'm going to lose money, I want to lose it on something that I at least want, rather than just crying that I've lost money. it's always cool. It's a wicked experience. We got to go to Vegas earlier this year. It's just a fantastic city. It's also crazy how everything is, everything is pretty much 24/7 there. So, you know, you just, whatever time you get out of a show, you know, you can be, you know, up for going out and just, you know, getting some food and just having a good time. And like, that's accessible on your doorstep whenever you need it. You know, so it's a super cool experience. The crowd there was fantastic last time, and I'm very much looking forward to being back.
Good to hear. And I'm sure the fans of Las Vegas are ready to see you back in action again, and hopefully win the tag team championships of the world for Ring of Honor. That'd be what's best for business.
That would sure be.
I'm sure if you did not win, I'm sure the fans of Las Vegas will start to throw their cups of beer.
You know what? They would be livid. They would. I think the world would start to crumble if we didn't win the tag belt.
Yeah, I think our life will be trending on Twitter, saying, "Why did this happen? This is the worst tag team ever." But hopefully, that would not happen then. But I mean, outside of wrestling as well, you've got your beautiful wife, you've got your beautiful kids. But I mean, what else do you do outside of wrestling? You know, do you just go to the gym and train hard, or do you do anything else? Like maybe, I don't know, maybe do some relaxations, maybe by doing by playing some video games, maybe, or by just doing some cardio, yoga.
No, I don't really play video games that often, like if at all, really. Like life is very much just spent just between training and you know, just being a general family guy. I just love being out in the wilderness, really, being in the middle of nowhere. You know, just kind of being. Just being somewhere beautiful and being able to take it all in is, you know, what I just love doing. I love getting out and experiencing new things. Like, I love trying different stuff. So, It's just trying to, I guess, just get out and experience life. I think too often that you become like stuck in a certain thing, and you can just go through the same thing day after day after day, and you come to a point where you realize that like all these things that you've wanted to do just haven't happened because you haven't made the time to make it happen. And it's just making that conscious effort to try and do all the stuff that is that you do want to do. So it's just kind of like, you know, figuring out a bucket list as you know, daunting and as morbid as that may seem, and then just, you know, trying to tick all those things off one by one and make sure that you get out there and that you live the best life that you can, but also give the best life to the people that you care about the most.
Yeah, absolutely. And we got a question coming actually, not really a question, but a comment from our live YouTube chat room from Daniel Price. He says, I saw your tag team match last night with you and Bandido versus Gresham and Lethal. That scorpion you made Lethal tap with was pretty sweet.
Ah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, because again, that's on Fight TV, I'm guessing, as well. As well, on the normal TV networks in America. Of course, Ring of Honor, you know, their parent company, buying up some TV stations now in America, you know. So you may appear on some more networks in the US now over the next few weeks. Are you happy about that, or do you prefer?
I am ecstatic about that. You know, my plan with Ring of Honor is to buy every TV and online networking platform possible, so my face ends up everywhere. In 2021, you will not be able to escape the face of Mark Haskins.
Yeah.
It is coming big in color, and it is going to be absolutely everywhere.
Yeah, the face, the poster boy for Ring of Honor, everywhere. But we need a TV deal over here in the UK, that don't you think, you know, to get more attention of you and you know, lifeblood here in the UK. What do you think?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, everybody has the internet, though, right? Whereas not everybody has every TV channel that's accessible. I mean, and Ring of Honor is on the internet. If you get to ROHWrestling.com, you can get the Honor Club membership, and then you can see every match that we have.
Yeah. And how much is that a month?
I don't have a clue. You're asking the wrong person.
Okay.
Go to the website and check it out, because there is, I believe there is different pricing plans. So depending on which it is that you want to go for, Ring of Honor have you covered.
Yeah, and as we just mentioned about the TV deal, not TV deal, about the sister of Ring of Honor, you know, Sinclair Broadcasting, you know, Daniel Price also reports as well. Hopefully Sinclair making that deal with Disney opens more doors for Ring of Honor to get more exposure. Exactly, that's what we want, you know, more.
That would be fantastic, right?
More TV time for everybody in Ring of Honor, especially for the lifeblood. You know, I'd be
lifeblood, get it, right?
We do have some technical difficulties on this episode. Unfortunately, it's just got this picture of Haskins and the social media links. You can't see
Haskins,
me.
Haskins, will you get our names right?
It's because you know why? It's because Haskins and Haskins sound just exactly the same. That's why. So,
what, Haskins and Haskins?
Yeah.
They're two completely different words. How could you get my name confused with that of Haskins?
Oh, I don't know. It's a tongue twister. That's what it is. It's a tongue twister.
It's one of the hardest words ever to pronounce. Yeah. I will give you that.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that. But, I mean, you know, Sinclair Broadcasting, you know, there's a lot of good and bad things about them over the past few years. Like last year, They did something, you know, I did not agree with, but overall, do you think Ring of Honor and you have a good relationship with the management there, Ring of Honor?
Do I have a good relationship with the management?
Yeah, like the matches they booked you in, you know, with all those kind of decisions. Do you think you like them, or do you think that, oh God, please hire someone else who can do a better job than you?
No, not at all. I have a great relationship with them. You know, everybody has been very caring, very helpful since I started in the company. There's been you know, some people there who have really got to hit it off with, and you know, they've really taken care of me, and it's been, all in all, it's been a fantastic experience. And there's not enough The team there don't get enough credit that what they deserve, because there are a lot of people that work behind the scenes. You know, whether it be the you know, production crew, whether it be the people that get there and help out, whether it be, you know, their training school, their trainees turn up and they help out at certain shows and they work their absolute asses off, and I really can't credit them as much as they deserve to be credited. Throughout the entire company, there's people in the office there that also like help so much. They really, you know, turn the clocks and make the machine work, you know. So yeah, I've had zero problems whatsoever since starting with ROH, and I very much hope that that's the way it continues.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of, I've got three more questions for you now. There's got another question coming in to us as well before we end it, because in about 9 minutes from now, we'll be live again with our UFC guests. So stay tuned for that live on YouTube.
Well, who wants to speak to Mark Gaskins when you have someone from the UFC?
Hey, you know, imagine you going against Ewan Adams. That'd be best for business, because he may want to transition into wrestling in the future. So maybe you can maybe hint him along to come to Ring of Honor.
See me, and then like we can help each other out. You know what I mean? He can tell me how the best people in the UFC, and I can show him some wrestling maneuvers.
Maybe you can stay on the chat with him in a few minutes.
I actually have to go and get my kids from school. I have to be a real person again.
Yeah, it's a real person. You know, back to reality for you. But we'll fit these in now. I'll ask three questions for you. Number one is, who would you suggest to come on this show next after you?
Oh gosh, I have no idea. Maybe Vicky Haskins or Jimmy Havoc. I'd say those are the two people you should definitely try and get on.
Jimmy Havoc, okay, good guess name. I like him, and you know, he's again one of the extremists in the UK. But might be quite hard now because of AEW, because you know, All Elite Wrestling not getting back to my emails as of yet. So I'm still waiting for you to get respond to me. I might send another one out just to see what's going on, but no response from him yet. But I might have another way around that, but we will see. And yeah, absolutely, you have to help me on to get your lovely wife on the show. Hopefully we won't have this technical difficulties and ask you some serious questions like I did with you. The other question is, coming from our YouTube chat again, what do you think about Rick Bonney, I think I should say his name, doing the calls for Ring of Honor? I think he's a solid commentator and a lot better than the teams at the table at certain other companies has.
Well, Ian Riccoboni is fantastic. Like, he's he's just awesome at what it is that he does. A very hardworking guy, you know, super humble dude as well. This is somebody who's spent a lot of time learning and applying his craft, and he just continues to get better at what it is that he does. I love listening to him. You know, I wish he could just follow me around and commentate on my everyday life. I think that would make me very, very happy indeed.
Personally, I think it'd be quite annoying. Every waking call, everywhere you go.
Ian's good at commentary. You don't understand how good he is until you hear him just commentate on everyday life. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it would add such an extra level of excitement to my life just having him freak out every time I did something.
Well, maybe, but I think it'd be a bit of personal space issues. But that's my opinion. But it's been a pleasure, Mark, having you on the show. It's been a pleasure having you on the show, on the Father's show. Will you come back on again? Because I don't know. I don't know after this because of my incorrection of life blood with
it's blood. It's love blood. It's love blood. Mark Haskins and love blood. Yeah. And I would love to come back onto this show again.
Yeah.
At This Is Haskins and. for Twitter and Instagram, we are Haskins.com.
Thank you for the fake plugs. It's Mark Haskins. You can find me on social media. This is Haskins. This is Haskins on Twitter and Instagram. This is Haskins as well. Again, you can find Ring of Honor on social media as well, on Facebook, Twitter, and of course Instagram, and maybe Snapchat as well. But who knows how deep people go into Snapchat nowadays, or even WhatsApp. But we'll let you go about that. People in America might think, what the hell is WhatsApp? It's a, you know, something I'm not going to explain. Google it. Google WhatsApp if you don't know what it is. If you listen to this on Apple and Spotify, thank you so much. Unfortunately, you could not see me in this episode because I broke the system. I'm back live in 5 minutes time with my next guest. I may need to get some production crew to help me out in the future of this show. We're doing this live. One take is better than doing it 5,000 times. So again, Mark Haskins, enjoy the rest of your afternoon in the UK. It looks lovely and sunny where you are. It's a rainy and damp Manchester here in the UK.
Is it? Oh no, I've just forced my wife to stand outside with a lamp so it just appears like I've got a halo. But it's a fair afternoon, I guess. So yeah, no, anyway, thank you very much for having me, and I hope you enjoy interviewing your next guest.
I will do. I can't wait. And you definitely have to get me in contact with your lovely wife, Vicky, and see what she has to say about you. And maybe even discover some truths as well about how you are before the match.
And you shouldn't. this is. I don't think this through. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure. I don't know how we're going to end this because my software is froze. So what we have to do here is we're going to close this.
You just want me to hit X.
Not you. It's not you. It's you, Skype. It's not Skype. It's just my software. So we're going to end this now. I'll be back in 2 minutes with my next guest. So stay tuned for that.